Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
James McDonald, who ditched the ponies for the sandpit, joins me. Morning, James.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good. He's given you up. What did you do with the ponies in the sandpit?
Oh, I don't know. If I could just left them there. I can't really remember that far back. But, it was good times back there. Toddy had a big, beautiful farm. And, it was really good fun.
Incredible. Well, I looked and saw the connection to Peter Vella. I thought, well, the Kiwi connection, but not knowing you grew up on the farm next door to him.
Yeah, well, Peter's farm's just down the road as well, so we're all in the same sort of area when we grew up.
Fantastic. Now, you hopped on this horse this morning, and he hasn't raced since August last year. How did he feel to you?
Yeah, no, Toddy's got him going terrific, I think. I've never really sat on him, but I've seen him plenty of times up in Europe, and if he recaptures his good form as a three-year-old, I'm sure he'll be competitive. But there's no one better in the business than Toddy there at educating horses, and he's done it his whole life, and he's a good trainer in his own right. So I think he's in the best capable hands to be primed and ready for this race.
The other thing is, with an event trainer like him at Olympic Standard, they're used to getting horses ready to perform over substantial ground and be solid and fit at the same time, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say he's been in work a fair while, just doing just light stuff, and so he's got a bit of groundwork under him. He's got a bit of good base of fitness, and that suggests today after his workout as well. So he had a nice light blow after his solid workout, and he recovered really quickly. So all indications he's going really well.
James, would you commit to him for the races here?
Yeah, I'm riding him in the Rambit, and so really looking forward to that. It's going to be a really strong race, so he's going to have to be on top of his game. But like I said before, I think Toddy's got him going as well as he can go. So looking forward to the race.
And as I mentioned to Sir Mark, I can't call him Toddy like you can, but the fact he's travelled well and settled in well, that's half the battle, isn't it?
Yeah, he seems a very happy horse. Like I canted a lap on him today, and then I did his strong bit of gallop, and he was a very relaxed horse, and obviously that was probably a little bit of his undoing throughout the back end of his last preparation, when he was just going a bit keen and that kind of stuff. And but I think Toddy's actually rectified that, and he's got him going really good to Mark.
Well, that's fantastic news. Just before we go, you got a great book of rides today at Warwick Farm. Can you find one for us there? Your pick of the rides?
Race 2 is probably my best. A nice colt by him, Invincible Enforcement, and he's trialled really well, so looking forward to riding him.
All right, terrific. Well, good luck today with a great book of rides. Thanks for your time too this morning, James, updating on Eminent.
Thank you very much. Cheers, I appreciate it.